The seed of Abraham come through justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost, manifestation of His name, revealing of who He is, that revelation of who Jesus Christ, baptism in His name, and so forth like that, that revelation of dividing His name with His church, calling Him out. Then what did He do in that same church that He called His name, Jesus' name? What did He do? He appeared in the same form that He did to Abraham, being able to discern spirit behind Him.
Amen.
See? Appeared in that same name, in that same thing, in the same form. We're just at the end of the road.
Amen.
Now, notice what taking place. When He did that, that was the last sign that He gave the church before the change come to the church, to Abraham and Sarah.
Amen.
Now, when the angel told the mystery, the woman, the church, which represented, she could hardly believe it. She just laughed within herself. See, she was 100 years old. It failed to be with her and Abraham as husband and wife. You understand what I mean. Family relationships, probably 20 years before. Well, they were dead in that manner. Sarah, Abraham is good as dead. Sarah's womb is good as dead. But what happened? What taken place? She said, how could I, being as old as I am, and my Lord, we haven't ceased that way. We've been that ceased from that way for many, many years. It's impossible for Him. It's impossible for me. How can I do it? And she laughed in herself. And the angel said, why did she laugh? Why did she think within her heart? Why did she say this? Now watch, that was the last sign before something happened to Sarah and Abraham. Now, I preached here one time and told you that God turned them back to a young man and woman. To prove it, she went down. They took her little trip and went down to Greer. And Amalek, that Philistine king, fell in love with Sarah and wanted to marry her. Because she was a young woman again, beautiful. And notice, he had to do something. He had to change her. He didn't just put her back to a young man and woman, him and her. He didn't do that. Because if there was, the same thing would have existed. See, they'd come. Of course, he married her when she was about 16. And he was just a young man. And they lived all their life with no children. If he just fed them back, well, they'd just done the same thing again. But he had to do something different. He had to change them. So that they could have this promised son. The promised son they was going to receive, but he had to change their whole system and turn them back young and change them.
Amen.
To receive the son. The same thing he's going to do next after that. Remember, after that sign was manifested fully to Abraham and his group, then the next thing come was that change. See, now we've done seen everything through justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost, placing of the Son, and the signs and wonders of Him being in His presence to discern the thoughts of the heart and so forth. As He said, as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. We see that taking place right now. What was the next thing? The change of the body.
Amen.
Now, show that this, we are looking for an expected Son.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We cannot meet Him in these bodies. If we are changed back to young men and women, still we can't meet Him. Because we have to meet Him in the air. There has to be something done besides change us back to young men and women. We've got to be changed and caught up in the air to meet Him. And the next thing coming is the rapture of the church and the change of the body of the sleeping saints to meet the Lord Jesus in the air.